Now only rational thinking can save the world. By Andrei Vilcek, http://www.globalresearch.co/author/Andrei Vilcek, Global Research, April 14, 2017 Theme, Culture, Society and History Web URL, http://www.globalresearch.co/now-only-rational-thinking-can-save-the-world/558498-7 Scenario 1. Imagine that you are on board a ship, which is slowly sinking. There is no land in sight, and your radio transmitter is not functioning properly. There are several people on board and you care for them, deeply. You don't want this to be the end of everything. What do you do? A. You fix for yourself a nice portion of fried rice with prawns. B. You turn on the TV set, which is still somehow miraculously working, and watch the news about the future Scottish referendum or on Brexit. C. You jump into the water immediately, try to identify the damage, and then attempt to do something unthinkable with your simple tools and capabilities, to save the ship. Imagine another scenario. Scenario 2, by mistake, your wife eats two full tubes of sleeping pills, supposedly confusing them with a new line of candies. As you find her on the floor, she appears to be unconscious and her face looks rather bluish. What would your course of action be? A. After you realize that her high heels do not match the color of her pantyhose, you run to the closet in search of a much better pair of shoes to achieve the balance. B. You carry her without delay to the bathroom, pump out her stomach, and try to resuscitate her while calling the ambulance using the speakerphone function. C. You recall how you first met, get nostalgic, and rush to your living room library in order to find a book of love sonnets by Pablo Neruda, which you then recite to her kneeling on the carpet. Now brace yourself for a great surprise. Unless you choose C, for scenario 1, and B, for scenario 2, you can actually consider yourself absolutely normal by most North American and European standards. However, if you opt for C, or B, respectively, you could easily pass off for an extremist, a radical and ideological left-wing fanatic. The West has brought the world to the brink of total collapse, but its citizens, even its intellectuals, are stubbornly refusing to grasp the urgency. Like ostriches, many are hiding their heads in the sand. Others are behaving like a surgeon who opts for treating a small cut on a finger of his patient who is actually dying from a terrible gunshot wound. There seems to be an acute lack of rational thinking, and especially of people's ability to grasp the proportions of global occurrences and events. For years I have been arguing that destroying the ability to compare and to see things from the universal perspective has been one of the most successful endeavors of the Western indoctrination drive, dispersed through education, media, disinformation and culture. It has effectively influenced and pacified both the people in the West itself, and those living in its present and former colonies, particularly the local elites and their offspring. There seems to be no capacity to compare and consistently analyze, for instance, those certainly unsavory but mainly defensive actions taken by the revolutionary governments and countries, with the most horrid and appalling crimes committed by the colonialist regimes of the West all over Asia, Latin America, the Middle East and Africa, which took place in approximately the same historical era. It is not only history that is seen in the West through totally crooked and out of focus lenses, it is also the present, which has been perceived and analyzed in an out of context way and without applying hardly any rational comparisons. Rebellious and independent minded countries in Asia, Latin America, Africa and the Middle East, most of them have been actually forced to defend themselves against the extremely brutal attacks and subversion campaigns administered by the West, have been slammed, even in the so-called progressive circles of the West, with much tougher standards than those that are being applied towards both Europe and North America, two parts of the world that have been continuously spreading terror, destruction and unimaginable suffering among the people inhabiting all corners of the globe. Most crimes committed by the left-wing revolutions were in direct response to invasions, subversions, provocations and other attacks coming from the West.